gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast. Yo soy Esteban Garcia, the third, alias El Champs. Here with me today is Barry Jazvera, the producer in charge, and joining us for the first time on an interview, dog. For the first time on an interview? Oh, behave yourself, dog.
Dude, what do you mean?
El compa Alberto Aguirre. There
Dominguez de la Garza, el tercero, para servirle. Bro.
Yeah. But this is your first time with us at an actual interview.
I feel like we interview everybody who's on the podcast regardless.
No, but this is a real interview.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I feel like we do the weekly show and we just kind of bounce off of each other. It's not very serious. It's not very structured. We have, like, you know, go-to points, but then we have actual guests that we interview.
Are you setting rules right now? Is this what this is? Is this,
bro.
Is this an intervention?
I don't want you to embarrass yourself, is all I'm going to say.
Too late, bro.
I don't want you to embarrass yourself.
I showed up with this haircut and this stomach on camera.
Brought to you by Grasshopper for all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs. Make sure you make that card clack at 15% back on Tuesdays. We toker Tuesdays. 30% off of everything. 3 pre-rolls for $12. Go visit the homies, David the Black Belt. Make your card be heard. Hey, we didn't even do a hair check on the last episode.
Oh shit, no,
I have not cut my hair. True to form. I just cut the
that
side.
Gray's coming in, dog.
Dude, it's hella gray.
Looks good, G.
Thank you, bro.
A little salt.
Jorge Clunis. We did do a fat check on Albert, though.
We did a fat check. I don't think he's a hair check.
Yeah,
this is for the long hairs, baby.
You're staying long with it? We're good?
Yeah. This is really good at emo night.
Look at the bangs, right, dude.
Look at that.
Because tonight will be a night that I will fall for you.
Yeah.
It's not a phase, okay?
Hey, I'm also taking contracts to sign on Marvelous Variety Records. Dude, let's go.
Marvelous Variety?
Yeah.
Mannequin Vanity, baby. Joining us today is a return guest. And if you're a return guest, it's because we really liked you. No offense, but what's up? Joining us today all the way from Orange, the man they call OG Pumpkin, El Compita, Angel Cortez. Bienvenido otra vez, compa. Hell yeah, look at him, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, dog? Hey, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me back on here, man. It's the last time I was here, I think I was fresh off donating a kidney.
Oh, shit.
So it's about...
Okay, was it already the donation or were you prepping yourself?
No, I've just done it.
You had just done... How are you doing now?
Bro, I mean, fucking look... If people see the video of how I first showed up, obviously, I've been laying in bed for like 12 weeks, not doing anything compared to now.
You said that.
I feel healthier. The surgeon didn't say, like, hey, it's going to take about a year, year and a half until you feel like yourself. And I remember thinking... Man, that's like regular people. I'm going to be good in like 4 months. Nah, man, that fucking
took a year and a half
to feel like myself.
You're back.
Yeah, so I'm back, man. I'm training hard as fuck.
Full jiu-jitsu, full training, todo el pedo.
Everything, man. So last time I was here was about a year ago. Since then, I've traveled to South Africa to go train people. I connected with Lowrider Magazine. We're about to work on a project together. We're about to open a training facility in Beverly Hills. I trained the Stallone family for their reality show. We ended up being episode one of season two for their show.
Wifey and I watched that show. We enjoy the reality show.
What's that on?
I don't even know. We don't even have real TV anymore. Everything's an app, dog. I can't even tell you what it's on. Yeah, but it's a good show.
That's crazy.
Again, continuing the working with troubled youth. So I've connected with hundreds, if not thousands. Of kids from then, I've gone back to the places where I've been giving out skateboards, and we give away a couple grand worth of toys on Christmas. And some of the kids remember me, and they were like, one of them was like, "Hey, he's like, hey man, you came back." And I remember that shit hit hard when he said, "Hey, you came back," because I know what he's talking about. You know, I was like, and I told him, I was like, "Bro, I'm gonna be back." Since then, I've been back. So. Working on what I said last time I was here, right? I've been, former member of the Special Operations community.
There it is.
You know, we do this, we do that, A, B, and C, but I wanted to be a community leader. And, you know, you got to be on the fucking streets. You can't be a community leader through Instagram. So
you're there now, though. You're a community leader, bro.
Yeah. And that now just building on that work, you know, I finally did my taxes, and fucking after 3 years of not doing it, turns out I gave a little over a quarter million to the community.
Very nice, bro. Look at you, bro.
From paying food to sponsoring kids, decks, toys, clothes,
volunteering
watches,
your time.
You name it. So I've just been building on that, man. So like the biggest thing right now is just my health. I finally feel like myself. I've been training hard as fuck. And we're about to open this Beverly Hills facility. And I mean, that's what's going to take us to the next level.
Nice. Well, I wanted you to give us a little quick background exactly on how you started, where you started, and how you ended up with the whole story you told us. And this is also weird. Gus never comes to podcast, but he heard you. We've been training hard, and he said, "You know what? I want to come in, and I want to pull up on Angel." And I was like, "Fuck!"
That's what he said. Pull up.
I wouldn't use those words exactly.
That's exactly what he said. I want to pull up on him.
I was like, "Damn, Gus is aggressive."
Yeah, it was wild,
bro. I mean, long story short, a first generation, first one in my family to be born here, fucking dirt poor. You know, grew up physically and mentally being abused. And, you know, then became a gang member, sold guns and drugs, then led a crew within the gang. And then I got out and took some dudes out of the gang with me. We tried to make our best of our lives. I entered the military. I went to Iraq, fought in Afghanistan, and actually fought like the dudes who I've fought with along. They've written books, given fucking TED Talks, been on Fox, say, you know, Fox News, giving their stories. I'm actually now writing the book, and then got out. I went to school to become a registered dietitian, and it was cool, but I felt kind of empty. So I started. I helped start Defense Strategies Group with my friend, and he's been like an older brother to me, Michael Dowd. He's a former Navy SEAL, and we went from just trying to train people to, you know, being on the National Geographic, working with the Stallone family, training celebrities. And then, you know, not just celebrities, but then training people that are like bigger than celebrities. Like, yeah, celebrities are cool and all that, but like there's people that write the checks for them and training those people. And then it turns out there's a huge gun culture here in California. But we also train Secret Service, FBI, a couple SWAT teams here and there. Bunch of PDs, sheriff departments.
He needs to train sick. The Emo Brown crew, dog. And I said this last time. I want to be able to exit a car at an event, and everybody knows what to do, bro. And people are just talking to, hey, de la verga.
You know, doing some shit. I just trained a bunch of people like 2 weeks ago on that.
Did you really?
Yeah, we bought two vehicles, one SUV, one regular car, and we shot two from inside. A bunch of PDs came out, and I mean, it's what I do.
Fuck, dog. Happy to have you back, dog.
Hey,
look at you.
Hey, I'm glad to be back, dude.
Ese way.
But, bro, you got to come to the range.
Okay, yes, I'm ready. It's time. Too much shit is going on, bro. Too many crazy things are happening in our country, in our city, in our community.
100%.
Bro,
this is wild right now. It's getting crazy. And this is the thing. Everything that's been happening has been good for us on the business side, but that's not how we wanted business to be good for us, right? All this shit that's happening in LA is making business fucking boom.
How is LA right now?
Bro, it's hot. And you're talking about people who, they would tell us like, hey, I would never buy a gun. I would never seek training. I never thought until A, B, and C happened. And then they're telling us the stories like my business partner who sells Rolex has got, you know, jacked by a couple watches and 10 grand in cash. And next thing you know, he's buying guns. They're buying guns. They need training. We found you guys. We like your social media. We put a lot of money in our social media. So obviously it attracts certain people. And not to mention we're all former or current active duty special operation guys.
Everybody. So, that's like the prerequisite.
Yeah, that's it, dude. You're either active or former special operations. And even then, some of us who are veterans have gone overseas still. And there's drama all over the world. And we're still getting.
What is that called when you do that?
Technically, like you're
it's
like
called illegal, motherfucker. It's illegal. Oh, shit. Me and my homies, we go invade countries and shit. You know, here at the home. Hey, when duty calls, no.
Hey, my fucking dude. We used to do that in uniform. Now we get to do it not in uniform through contracts.
Okay,
and get paid fucking mad money. So.
Mad money.
I only know about that from other podcasts I've heard or articles that I've read or fucking movies that have been made, bro. Yeah. That's real deal because you are living proof of that is shit that is going on currently.
Yeah.
The need for people like you, former special operation forces or retired, there's a demand for your guys' services still now?
There is. There always has been. But this is the thing. Most people live in la-la land and I love the U.S. is the best country in the world, but it's a bubble. And people think, oh, I see the news. There's a war here. I see the news. There's this and that over here. It'll never be here. And then COVID opened people's eyes where when they realized, like, before we realized, like, hey, we were going to be fine. You know that moment when everybody was scared and everybody's like, fuck, man, resources might be scarce. Maybe there's not enough police to get to me. That's when a lot of people realize, I don't know any martial arts. I don't know any survival skills, any medical skill. I don't have any medical skills. I don't even have guns. Or, hey, I do have guns, but I don't actually even know how to use them.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, people like me have been spent our entire lives doing this stuff. So when COVID happened, you know, I would see people who I was at school with and who I used to look up to. You'd be like, yeah, this dude's like a savage in the gym and so on. They looked scared and nervous. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's because you've only spent time in the gym and you actually don't know anything.
You took them out of their element, bro.
Yeah. Meanwhile, me and my boys, that's all we do. So we weren't even scared because if things were to get as bad as it would, guess what? We were just going to.
You motherfuckers are itching take for it.
Yeah.
These guys are just waiting for things to pop off.
Warlords, dude. Hey, we got on top, bro.
Good. Whatever, that's crazy, man. I'm happy to know people like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Guess what? It's time that we actually take them up on their offer of procuring their services and learning how to take care of each other.
I've been telling you, and this is the thing. Look, man, this is why I'm glad to be back, because sometimes I go on podcasts and it's not that I'm tired of telling my story. And every podcast is new, so it reaches new people. So I have to say that same story that I've been saying at this podcast, that podcast. But sometimes I don't get to just be like who I am, my current self, right? Yeah. I'm just repeating the story. And one of the things that I should have said last time is that as a culture, we need to start seeing guns differently. Because look, man, we're I don't know, I would assume, bet money, most of your listeners, you know, don't come from the best areas, best neighborhoods, or maybe have families that are not from the best neighborhoods. And guess what? In those communities, guns are a bad thing, because who has guns?
Bad people. Yeah.
But when I'm with, let's say, you know, my friends, and I hear them talk, they grew up in Texas or hunting and you name it, at about Alabama, Georgia,
Arizona.
To them, growing up, a gun was a tool because they hunted, because they did this and that. So all of them know about guns and they train with guns. Meanwhile, our community and other communities, whether it's New York, Texas, you know, Miami, but when I'm talking about the ghettos, right, the hood, they see guns as a bad thing, so they don't want to train. And I feel like we need more of us training. We need to move away from, oh, guns are bad. If you have guns, you are a bad person.
Well, it's weird because the conversation has definitely shifted. I feel like the conversation is no longer guns are 100% off limits. We don't talk about guns. We don't this.
We did that conversation right at the beginning of the pandemic, mm-hmm. right? Where you felt kind of that fear that he's talking about, where those, you know, lines were around the corner in these gun stores. And you're like, hey, dude, like, I don't have anything at home. And that was a conversation that was had constantly March, April, 2020. Like, everybody was like, hey, can I borrow something? Not knowing that a lot of the, you know, laws that they voted in, especially here in California, prevented us from being able to do things like that. But I know that even somebody like you that's so easygoing about most things, almost to a fault, we're really concerned about, you know, how to protect your family. So that's wild, right? Like,
yeah, but unfortunately, that's what it took. It took COVID. Yeah. It took the country, the world, not even the country, the world to fucking shut down. The bad people who are opportunistic took that opportunity and fucked shit up, burned stuff, you know, robbed people and all that. And then for people to open their eyes, because America, as for overall. Is sheltered from a lot of things that the other world, the other countries have to see and deal with day
to day. On a daily basis,
yeah,
bro.
For sure.
So it took that for people to open their eyes. And it sucks that that's what it took. But guess what? Well, now we're here. And some people have gone actually back to La La Land. Like, for example, our gun manufacturer and sponsor told us that a bunch of people were buying guns. And then when things kind of calmed down, he would call the clients and be like, hey, your gun's ready. And he'd be like, oh, I don't want it. And he's like, no,
two weeks later, 10 days later.
You paid for your gun. He's like, nah, it's over. Like, it's over. Like, oh, because like the scared of COVID is over. Yeah.
Because that, the news told you it's over.
So yeah, that
jerk
it,
reaction of buying a gun.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't need it anymore. Yeah. Well, everything's going to be fine. And he's like, no, this is not even just one or two or three. He's like, these are a lot of people that have done it. Or people were just like, hey, can I just get a receipt? I don't want the gun, but my wife wants a gun in the house now. I don't want it. I'll pay you and you keep the gun. Give me the receipt so I can show her the receipt.
that I bought a gun.
And some people just refuse to be like, look, man, there's not enough personnel to reach to you if something bad does happen.
Yeah.
That's like, a fact now.
Yeah.
That's legit. You know, that you could call 911 all you want, but that doesn't guarantee that somebody's going to be able to reach you.
15-minute times right now, right? From the moment you call to the time somebody comes is 15 minutes in Chula Vista.
And we're harping on it because here in Chula Vista right now, things got hot. You know, we have friends that kind of feed us information from the police department and tell us what's going on, where it's happening. And you're saying, like, yeah, right now, Chula Vista, it's the Wild West. There's a lot of things going on, even on 3rd Avenue, which is, like, the most local-centric spot where people don't necessarily even have an inkling of fear for their lives for going out drinking and hanging out. Well, guess what? Things have happened of late.
New neighborhoods, right, that we consider, like, luxury apartments. Yeah. We saw some of that
creep over. East Chula Vista.
Otay Ranch,
yeah,
right?
We saw East that Chula other Vista thing, as yeah. a whole is apparently is a hotspot now. You know, and it has to do with a lot of things. There's a lot of things on the other side of the border that creep up.
Proximity to the border.
Yeah, it just happens. And we've always been aware of that. But now it just seems like things are actively happening. So, shit.
Definitely. And so this year, my biggest push was two things. Obviously, keep doing what I'm doing. But I wanted to give back two things. I wanted to give back to the martial arts community. I've been training martial arts since 2010. And I want to give it back and then to it, right? And a lot of people in the martial arts community, because like let's say they're black belts or near black belts, they don't want to own firearms or don't have firearms. And it's like, look, bro, you're more likely to be in a physical altercation than an actual gunfight. But if somebody has a gun, your black belt's not going to help you. So let me teach you about guns. So I've been doing like free seminars and stuff like that at a martial arts gym.
So they haven't been, the students haven't been too receptive to this?
No, they have. Okay. A lot have for the most part. And again, I think COVID, I think opened that up. And then, but I also, another push, the second thing that I've been working on is getting people from my community, local community, whether it's Santa Ana or people here in Chula Vista. If I can do like a free seminar, bring airsoft guns, because some people are so scared, they don't even want to touch a real gun. We'll bring a Glock replica. We can do it here if you want.
Okay.
We do a gun safety and fundamentals class, and we have like a little Q&A, and then hopefully that's like the spark for people to be like, you know what, maybe I should get a gun, you know, or at least start training with one, and then, and, you know, leave it at the range.
Say less, fool. That's something we can definitely do here.
You know? There's definitely that stigma, that negative stigma of any time a gun's around, you know, people are kind of being on edge. And through training, I'm sure that goes down quite a bit.
Well, it's because you're like fucking Doc Holliday, dog, with your gun.
I don't know what that means.
You grab that little fucking huckleberry. Your little shotgun glasses, like doing this, dog.
I've never done that. Dude, I have gun safety like a motherfucker, dude. Don't deliver that to you.
Thank you for even offering that and putting it on the table. Yeah. I think we're definitely going to take you up on that. We should do it like a weekend where we have one day, everybody gets like some sort of like CPR similar type certification, which we've been talking to the fire department about. And then we bundle it up with, you know,
just gun safety 101.
Compita Angel. Yeah. And then that'll kind of grease the doorways to get the conversation started with more people like, hey, maybe this isn't as taboo as I once thought.
It's
it
a
was.
Tool. It's guns are just a tool. And you know, for example, when I was training some people in South Africa,
South Africa, dog.
Yeah, so I went to there's South Africa, the continent, and then the actual country, South Africa, right? And then there's another country right next to South Africa, Namibia. I went to Namibia, and we were with like a guy. He owns a ranch, and he's not necessarily a cop. It's different there, but he's an anti-poacher, so he has some authority, and then people know that he knows how to control guns. He's like, oh, I got a call. Some people robbed, not robbed, but they attacked like a rancher. They came in with machetes. One of them hit him, and they took all his chickens. And it's like people are going to find a way to fuck shit up, like whether they're going to hit you with fucking machetes or knives or something. So, look, guns are here. It's a tool. And I think it's something that we need to fucking, as a whole, we need to stop.
It's better to have it and not need it than to
Kingston and Belmont
need it and not have it. It's true. So long as you know how to use it. So long as you know that the actual, you know, the safety measures of doing that.
So your company does those classes here in California?
Yeah. So Defense Strategies Group actually does a lot. We do more than just training. We do consulting. Like, for example, some weed company had like $1 million worth the product stolen from them. Mm. They flew us out to San Francisco.
Levantón.
And we did consulting. They're like, okay, what security would you recommend, short term, long term? And if you were to rob us, how would you do it? Mm. We do some mentoring. For example, we took San Jose State football team, their new leaders or like up-and-coming leaders. You know, some QBs might go to the NFL or do that semi-pro league.
Or CFL or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, so, XFL. So the young guys, to get them to feel more like leaders, we took them out 3 days in this private property. We you know, taught them some survival skills, land nav, and we would be like, hey, here, where this is point A, go to point B, then C. At C is our food, and hopefully you find it, because if not, we're not eating, because our food's over there.
Oh, shit. So it's like a scavenger hunt out in the wild, trying to figure it out, surviving?
Yeah, and for them to do...
And they pay you for that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As they should, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, teach me a lesson,
as they should, dog.
Well, that'll be $500.
Oh, fuck. We do public speaking. That's fucking weird to say. We do public speaking, and the our first guy within the group who did public speaking was Mike, and Mike was like, yeah, they asked me what's our fee, and I was like, what do you mean our fee to speak? Like, we don't do that. We've never done that.
Thank
and,
God.
And then now
say
we
way.
Now we dollar a word, dog.
Now we actually do that. Oh, and it's oh, crazy the amount of money.
Invoice in the email. We didn't even look.
Yeah. like, for example, we did an event one time, and the guy was like, dude, we just paid this, like, motivational speaker $67,000 to speak, and what you guys just did right now in an hour
was, that's money.
Was way better than the fuck he did. And then we do training. We train.
What is your fee? Don't try to skirt away from it. How much you charge for an event
depends.
Like that?
Well, for me personally, I don't have a fee, but the last time I went to go talk, I got $12,000.
Imagine.
So that was cool.
I'd never start talking. I just never shut the fuck up.
You don't already.
I don't know.
We do this for free.
What do you recommend for us? How do we get started? Like
First though, because I tried signing up for, you know, Tim Kennedy has his little, not his little, but his company.
Damn, yeah. Fool.
And I've tried his company, and I've tried signing up three different times because he only comes to California like twice a year.
Yeah.
And it sells out like Coachella.
Yeah.
Like in minutes, right? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I like that. That's the, like, the comparison you went to.
You don't like Coachella? It's happening in a week, dog. You don't like Coachella?
I thought you would have said chicken sandwiches. You if you don't like Coachella.
Those don't sell that fast. So it was one of those things where, so you guys do similar classes to that where you can.
Yeah, we do, and I like Tim Kennedy. As I know within, or maybe you don't know, within the community, he's kind of a controversial figure.
So is Jocko, right?
Yeah. I like Tim Kennedy because when I was a ranger and I wanted to compete in martial arts, he was the first and actually only dude I saw who was also active duty and competing. So I then, that gave me the courage to be like, hey, I can do this. I can be a special operations guy and compete in Muay Thai at the same time, which I started doing. But with that being said, I mean, we do similar stuff for sure. And I would probably say in some cases probably better.
So, yeah. Oof. I mean, that's what I'm looking for, right? Because I think that
and
first
I, class, you know why I say that?
Steps,
hold
right?
on. And you know why I say that? I've never been to Tim Kennedy thing. I like him.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of his students been like, hey, man, we like that. That was good. But this was better.
He was going to say something, though. He was going to say, first things first. He was going to put us on a treadmill. I feel like something was going to happen. What were you going to say?
Dude, yo, first things first, bro. Just show up. Like, I've been telling these fools to come train. Bobby Tribal, all the time he says he wants to train. And finally, his son came to train with me.
Isaac or?
Isaac.
All right.
He liked it so much, came back, brought some people. One of them, at the time, I didn't know who he was. He was this big-time artist. And he fucking, I was like, oh, here's some dude. Cool. You're from Canada, okay, cool, and we trained.
Oh, I
and it was fun.
Doodle.
Drake,
yeah, no,
Drake, from the six guy,
and, El compa and it was fun, right? The guy and his girlfriend were like super cool, and then I get home and I'm like, oh shit, bro, like you're like a fucking
But they're doing
big ass fucking artist.
Firearm training or martial arts training.
We do both.
Shit,
we do
can
it
we
all.
Just skip the martial anything strenuous on the body? Can we just do the firearm stuff? Or?
Yeah, he's not trying to lose weight.
I'm not trying to get hurt, dude. This is the kind of guy you get hurt with right here, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, we for firearms, we do it all. Because, again, like, we have veterans, former active duty and active duty. So our active duty guys, like, for example, they'll teach the sniper course. Some of our dudes who just got out, they can fucking teach it too. Shotgun, rifle, pistol.
Like room clearing.
Room
stuff
clearing,
like
everything. Hell, we do room clearing airsoft. And then we have if you are confident or comfortable, like us, not you, if we're confident and comfortable with you, then we'll invite you to the live fire CQC class, We have a good ratio. We don't like to do, yeah, give me 16 students and one cadre member. We don't do that. And then we also won't accept you just because you're going to give us your money.
Sure.
Safety is number one.
Well, so, looks like Albert's not going.
If you want to see what it looks like, here we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that, dog. Are you about
so
that?
So is this like a typical lesson, or is this like some like special?
No,
like,
this right here is we're running our students through like a stress course, right? But so this is like the beginning. This is literally like the first day it was made, right? So, it's just some of the guys shooting.
How many days would you recommend we go up there? Do we go up there for a weekend? Do
when
we go
say
up,
bro,
for,
up there? Where make, is this? Make, hey, I might have missed it.
Because I get it. It's far. To be honest, I don't think it's far. I just think people are lazy.
Where is it?
Fuck, dog. Yeah. For no reason.
We train.
You called out.
Try that me too. Because I think people are fucking lazy.
It's I for a while, I would like try to put myself in the standards of normal people, but then I was like, no, that's doing them a huge disservice. Let me just speak honestly. So yeah, that's just, if you want, you're talking about life-saving training.
Yes.
Right? We're not talking about, hey, let's just kick it. It doesn't matter if you got to come up to Silmar or Piru. Piru is the, not gang-related, Piru the town. Piru is a little town, and then Silmar. We do the training out of there. I would recommend you guys go. And some of our students, we've had students all the time.
It's
4 hours
away, bro.
Come up,
it's
do
not bad.
Get a hotel, do 2 days.
Okay.
What
does day one look like?
Day one, well, it depends when you want to go, right? Mm. But first things first, we'll do pistol. We'll do pistol training. Day two, we'll do a little fighting from CCW. We'll have airsoft guns, right? We'll go to the martial arts gym. We'll do some not necessarily martial arts, like, hey, show me your kick. Actual stuff that was gonna work.
Someone that's coming at you,
yeah.
You gotta,
and then, yeah. Hey, here's your airsoft gun. Utilize it. And then other skills in between there. I don't want to get too deep into it. But just come out, dude.
All right.
Like, we had this one girl. She's our friend now. She's a lot of our students end up being our friends. Her name's Celine. And Celine was like, God damn, you guys are more expensive than Las Vegas escorts. And I was like,
I wouldn't know the cost.
It's a weird scale.
Shout out Celine.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out Celine.
And I was telling her, like, look, you're paying us to teach you life-saving skills. So, like, how much is your life worth?
Yeah.
So, you know, and people who do, like,
currently? Barry says over-under.
But for you and your people, bro, just come. Just come and It'll be easy.
I want to learn, bro. It's time. I'm tired of being a weenie.
Do you own a firearm?
No, I don't. I need to get on the fast track to do all those things. Gus, I'm looking at you because we're doing this together. There
Gus, you
is.
Own a firearm?
You're Gus a black, is
but
a firearm.
But you're a black belt. Oh, okay.
It's not good enough, bro.
As long as you acknowledge that, you know, statement, bro. That's what I'm here for.
We need both because, like, actually, look, I made a video because the gun community, like, as a whole, fucking doesn't want to do martial arts. So as a community, we need to level up. So I've been making videos poking at the people that, hey, you're more likely to be in a physical altercation. You need to learn some martial arts, and they're so hard headed. So yeah, you need both.
Hell okay. Yeah, bro! I'm excited again, but I got excited dude. Last time,
and you didn't go.
No, I'm going because you're going with me.
Right,
hey, we're
yeah,
going.
This is fucking because I'm a big 2A guy, so this is dope.
Cool.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
And you were acting the fool earlier, dog.
I was telling him,
and I was like, hey.
I tucked my shirt in and sobered
like,
up immediately. I was here for it, dude. I'm like, holy shit.
I felt like como se llama pinche Joe Pesci in Casino when Ace Rothstein's coming in to talk to his lady, dog, and he's like, hey, act right. Don't act like a fucking fool right here.
Don't make
act
me look,
right,
don't make
Ace.
Me look like a
yeah, and yeah, good thing I'm happy you stepped up, dog.
Oh, this is dope, dude.
I knew this was gonna be right up here.
Well, I've been wanting to sign up for that for it's been probably like a year since Tim Kennedy stuff has been
well,
sold
apparently
out.
Apparently, you've been waiting in the wrong line.
Yeah,
because we're gonna
so
do
sick.
A better one, dog. Apparently,
yeah. I, you know, I'm familiar around firearms and I've been around them forever because my dad was in law enforcement and so I like them, but it's like. Yeah, I would want to be more comfortable around him, you know?
Before he became prominent in the real estate world, this fool would post pictures of him in bed with his guns, dog. Like, he would do some outlandish shit, I remember. He would.
Some of those
guns
weren't even of age.
Just he would have his
two ARs.
He would have a, I remember you had one where you had one posted up on your pillow, dog.
He's and a PDD guns.
So it's funny. Have you ever seen those AR mounts that they mount up in, like where the magazine would go?
Yeah.
And they're up on the wall. Yeah. So I have like one of those in my office. But now with the baby, it's different. Like now I have to take everything down.
Gotta put them a little higher.
Dude, I literally keep, I keep a firearm in every room in my house.
Yeah.
Half of that's because I'm an asshole, right? Like it's just the douchebag shit.
No one's going to argue that. Anyway, go ahead.
Some people in the back.
No one's going to argue that.
But I've you know, there's a couple dozen, you know, all legal and all California, you know, good stuff
nice,
in my house.
Bro.
But that's, you
nice
know, I'm a big, you know.
Gun he's guy, a so big keeping his guns in the house, but he's not too big on keeping his mom in his house. It's weird.
Dog.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
You gotta train.
Dude, yo, for sure. So I haven't put a live round through anything in like 90 days, right?
It's a long time.
It's a long time. And I think people don't understand. So we've gone through some trainings where like they make you take ears off because you want to hear how loud it actually is. Because they're like, I forget what this trainer was saying. But
you don't want to get spooked in real life situation.
Who told you to do that?
So we went with the guy that trains some of the guys in TJ. Some like the local like police guys down there.
El Ed?
So we went to, you know where Blackwater's up here in Otay? It's a different name now. So Blackwater has a training facility in Otay. So we went up there and, you know, fucked around. And he's like, you guys don't know how loud a gun is. Like, we're going to go five rounds, no ears. And it was, you know, in a warehouse, it was stupid loud. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, if you do that in your house type of thing, and then you talk about, hey, what I keep, like, in my nightstand shotgun, like, am I going to keep, you know, probably birdshot over buckshot so I don't go through, like, three things of drywall, like, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it felt very, like, if I told you, hey, I went to a TJ arms instructor, it felt exactly how you would feel that would feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, ah, fuck, dude. Your shit doesn't
what is the best defensive gun to keep at home? Let's just say wifey's at home.
Yeah.
Zero experience shooting any gun. What kind of gun should we have on premise?
Just that right there. The fact that you said zero experience.
Yes.
She's probably going to get hurt more.
Using it.
Yeah. So you need training. People spend thousands of dollars on Gucci gear and stuff like that, but you're like, bro, you don't need a $3,000, $4,000 rifle. You need like a $1,500 rifle and the rest of that money on training.
Training?
Oh, yeah, darn. I'm training, man. I mean, but we train, we even train kids, we train women, we train everybody. I have no doubt that if you guys were to come, you guys would have a good time, learn a lot.
He won't come, but if you're invited
for my birthday,
dude, I'll come and record
I'm going. And I'm having whoever wants to cruise out with me.
Dude, let's
go.
Hey,
I was part of the original invite. Don't be keeping me out of this.
Right. No. I'm happy to go. I want Gus to go, bro.
Gus is a bad all right,
because Gus relies too much on jiu-jitsu, and he doesn't realize that if you can't hit what you don't see, perro. So I'm just
eso que ni que, homie.
No, I think it would be an experience of worthwhile experience. We have children. We have families. We have businesses. We have things that we need to protect down here. And if we're ill-equipped for that task, someone's just going to come in and snatch it, bro.
Oh,
and, you know? So
100%, man. I think it's our duty as men to protect our family as much as we can, which means being in the best physical shape mentally, you know, also because it's not
also
just physical. Yeah, both, you know. But what I mean is, look, as a whole, we fucking suck.
Mm.
We're not doing a good job.
I feel you.
Right, like I'll go to jiu-jitsu and I'll see like all the jiu-jitsu dads just chilling while my kids are doing jiu-jitsu, and I'm like, bro, you say you love your kid, but you're not in shape.
Yeah.
If I wanted to take your kid right now, I'd take him. And you can't do anything. You can't because you don't have a gun.
Damn,
you don't even fucking fight.
When you say it like that, it's fucking it's.
And that's because we've been sugarcoating it for too long. Oh yeah, you're a good dad. Oh yeah, you're a good dad. Okay. How much do you love your family? Fucking train. I tell my kids. My daughter the other day was like, Dad, why do I have to go to jiu-jitsu? Mm. And I was like, because I love you. And I can't be with you every day. And she watches, you know that Law and Order SVU?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Special Victims.
She'll watch it with my wife once in a while. And I'll be like, you know how you see those stories and like those people are taking kids or the college girl got raped by a college guy? That's not just TV. That happens in real life. So hopefully you never have to use it. But if you do have to use it, you'll be ready and you won't be a victim. She'll be like, oh, okay.
Damn. Damn. How old is your daughter?
10.
10.
She watches SVU, dog?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shit, my kid's barely watching fucking Dora, dog.
I don't have kids, so I don't know like what the line is. But
you still watch Dora, fool. Respectfully.
Just with all due respect. With all due respect.
It's quality programming. You don't understand. Respect.
Tell me about the new venture in Beverly Hills, bro.
Bro, so. Yeah. So, sick. Okay. And the other day we were at watching the UFC at the Hunter Center. We were in this, suite. It was the whole team. And we were like, bro, like, this is our first this is my first UFC. We're in a fucking suite. We got sushi. We got this and that. And we're like, it's crazy where we're at and where we began. People hear and see all the cool stuff. They'll go to my IG and they'll see all this shit. Like, oh, it's cool, cool, cool. Yeah, whatever. But they forget about the grind. I was telling Mike, I'm like, bro, remember when we used to fill up your busted ass Land Cruiser that we would, cross our fingers that hopefully it'd fucking start. And we would put all the sticks, all the steel, drive, do the class Saturday, drive back. And because he lived in LA, we would have to unpack the vehicle so it wouldn't get stolen with all their stuff.
Yeah.
And then I would show up Sunday morning and we would pack it again and fucking go. And we did this and we grinded it out. And then next you know, hey, some SWAT teams wanted fucking us to train them. So yeah, there's Tim Kennedy and all these other people that I like, but we're the new up and coming with a lot of experience, younger than a lot of those dudes. And next thing you know, SWAT teams want to train with us. Celebrities, bro, we've been training celebrities that if you go to their IG, you don't see any guns. And we're talking about Grammy Award winning people. And
like people J-Lo, like bro, J-Lo.
And we can't talk about them.
You said on the NDA?
We just did.
On the podcast. On the podcast.
Oh, okay, we'll talk offline.
So I can say it offline. And next thing you know, okay, so that's cool. That's cool. And we're doing all this stuff, and then we get to be on National Geographic, and then the History Channel, and then now Paramount and MTV. But we need to level up. And this move, the Beverly Hills move, I think is going to be it. So this is what's happening. We are sponsored by Modern Warrior. It's a gun manufacturer, and out of Culver City, right?
They make mainly rifles or
pistols, everything.
They make everything.
I'll show you my stuff. They did everything on that.
Oh, okay, you got it.
And I'm not sure if they're going to keep the name or the name's going to change because there's some stuff going on their end. But either way, we agreed and we signed the contract already. For the facility, we're going to open it up in Beverly Hills. It's going to be gun manufacturing, right? A showroom. We're going to have a open space to train. We're going to have VR. We're about to pay for the software. Or already did. I can't remember. I'm not in charge of that part.
Sure.
Where it'll map the room and we'll play scenarios like clear room. And when you enter the room, there'll be shooters, hostages, or just shooters. Or maybe not even just shooters, just a hostage. And you got to clear this. And you'll get to hold an actual rifle and feel the weight and all that. But you're just in an open training area. We're going to have fighting from CCW with airsoft guns. And then, obviously, if the client wants to, then we'll go to the range.
So you'll have an actual live round range on site?
No, not on site. Okay. Then we'll go to where it's in Sylmar or Piru. But Beverly Hills to Sylmar, that's an easy drive.
And do you not have a live range because of how hard it is to open one in California? Because I've heard that in the past.
Yeah,
right?
it's difficult. Like some police departments, because I have a lot of friends and family members in police departments. Some police departments have their own, and some are like, dude, we can't get one here. Like they won't let us. There's no way they'll let us have one here. We have to go off site to go train somewhere else. But being in Beverly Hills, you would think like, man, there's no. You're not gonna have any clients. LA is fucking blue. They're against guns. No, it's not. On paper, maybe, sure. But some of those people who are still even that probably voted a certain way. Guess what? There are customers, and business is booming.
I was gonna say, man, why Beverly Hills? Because people in Beverly Hills want to protect what they got, bro.
Yo, so you've done some celebrity training.
Yeah.
Like, you know who's super famous for that? Like the Terran Tactical guys.
Yeah.
Is any of that shit good? Like,
no.
It just looks like movie shit, right?
No. So this is what Taren does. He is good as, I've never even met him in person, but he's good for business, right?
He's like
this is what he'll do, right? And anybody online can correct me and whatever. We'll see what's up.
Damn.
They're the ones that did Keanu Reeves.
Let's dissect that.
Watch, this is Taren Tactical.
Say anything online, fuck around. We'll see what's
look,
up.
So look, you get, marketing-wise, what? You get hot girls. You
okay.
Give them, I'm in. Give them these super top notch guns, and
because the 2011s, right?
No. So like a certain gun will be easier to shoot than another gun.
Yeah.
Right. So you give them the best guns, and you put these huge full body steel targets and you put in about like 15 yards and you just have them shoot, you can't miss. So when people run, look how close that all that is. When I like Keanu Reeves, all that stuff is good.
This was all for John Wick.
The train is good, but all that is close. Right? So imagine you have steel, you're hearing all these clinks. All these,
and he's got a match grade 2011, like super built, like the best gun you can get.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you know about that because other people wouldn't know. They're like, what are you talking about? So you give them the best
match
guns
shotgun,
possible.
Match AR, match everything, like just insane.
I can make anybody look good.
$5,000-$6,000 gun, right? Yeah. Every time, yeah.
Exactly. I can make any of them look good. So, you know, they're called people like Terran Tactical and all these other companies. But like, bro, what? Have you even been in a gunfight?
But they all go there.
Yeah.
Because my favorite comedian goes
because
there.
Because they don't know any better. But they're about to now.
Oof. Now they do.
Damn, God.
Because this is why people can't. This is what separates us, right? So everybody in DSG, you can't even if you're a special operations guy, look, we've had friends that we will not invite to be part of the company. Because guess what? Some guys get out and they don't not only stay current with their skills, but seek further education, right? So like I got out. I was competing in Muay Thai and fucking kickboxing. But then I started jiu-jitsu, you know, and then I do all that. And then same. So like everybody in the team does martial arts. Yeah. They're all either black, brown, purple. I'm the lightest, the smallest, the blue belt, right? But I've competed in Muay Thai. I've competed in kickboxing. We improve our skills. Like I used to not in Ranger Regiment. A shotgun was probably the worst thing to clear or not clear, open a room up. Because normally we do explosives. That was my job, was to blow things up.
You breach doors.
Yeah, we would breach the door or the wall or the gate or whatever. And if you come up to the door, you have to do the shotgun training. You're like, okay, here we go. Boom, shoot the fucking hinge. And it was boring. But I got out and I found out that, hey, the shotgun is a very useful tool. You have so many different shells with special purposes. Yeah. And if you watch my Instagram video, I'll fucking run that shotgun. So we're always seeking to improve our skills. So you take us and then you put, I don't know what Terran Tactical's fucking firefight history is. I've been in an easy over 100 firefights.
You've been shot at.
Yeah.
You've actually been in the shit.
Yeah, over 100 firefights, easy.
It's a little different when they punch back, right?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what his knowledge is. I'm not sure what some cop.
He doesn't look like he trains.
Yeah.
I mean, better watch your mouth.
No, with all due respect, he's a little bigger than me.
Or
5 foot. Never mind.
Or all these other people that I did X, B, and C for like 10 years. You're like, yeah, on paper. But what did you actually do?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the good thing is I got the receipts for all this.
Very nice.
My combat footage has been online.
Verifiable.
I compete. That shit's been online. What Mike does, one of our new guys, Zach, who's a fucking killer. You know, he competes. Like everything we do is like, here we go. It's not just me being like, because I was a Navy SEAL or because I was a Ranger, listen to me. It's like, no, yeah, that counts. But look what I'm doing still
when
now.
When you say because we compete, is that strictly on the martial arts side, or you also do like three gun and
no,
stuff like that?
No. So we do. One of our guys, Mike, he went to that, what is it called? Tactical games or...
Yeah, where they do, it's usually three gun and then like some of it's clearing rooms.
Yeah,
and stuff,
something like that. Yeah. So there's a bunch of companies opening it up like that, doing these events, and he did it as a team. And so those are cool. But like competitive shooting, I don't do any competitive shooting. Like,
it's silly to you?
It is. That I like the speed that they shoot at.
Sure. Some of those guys are fast,
wait,
bro.
Some of those like kids
but, yeah,
are crazy.
But
bro,
their
like,
tactics...
Yeah.
Don't make sense. And if you are the best, fastest steel shooter, that doesn't make sense. It would be like me going to a martial arts gym and some guy walks in and I say, hey, don't listen to the coach. Don't listen to the pro fighter. Don't listen to the amateur fighter. Listen to me because I hit the pads the best.
Got it. And it's like, well, the pads aren't hitting back, that type of shit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't translate to real world.
It doesn't.
Functional. Yours is more functional training.
100%.
So the inevitable is that Steve isn't going to go up and train with you, right?
You don't think so?
No. But I have steel targets and I have stuff like that. I have like barrels with foam in them to drop stuff in. Mm-hmm. And we have BLM land 30 minutes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted to go shoot, are there like drills that you recommend that would increase, you know, just our basic knowledge of being able to clear a house or clear a room or take care of it?
So clearing is different. Like,
or maybe not even clearing, but defending more than anything, right? So
Yeah.
Somebody comes in.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We can definitely work that. Yeah. And that's easy. Mm. And I literally do that with beginners. Like, we had a women's class Saturday, and some of the ladies were like, oh, I've never shot a gun.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, I shot a gun, like, when I was a kid. And I told them, by the end of the day, I'm going to have you moving and shooting one-handed. And she started laughing. I was like, oh, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, I can do that.
What kind of a certifications do we need to even join you in?
What? Nothing.
Not like, a,
no,
what
no.
kind of certifications do we get after we're done completing your course?
Certified badass.
You know what I'm saying? Is it like a BMF fucking
We get fucking
title.
Instagram videos to pin, dude. Yeah. Let them know. You got to pin it at the top of your story. Let them know. Bro.
We get a Boy Scout badge.
Down, bro. I need it. I need to go through the process of doing all of this like the right way.
You should just... So, during the pandemic, it was hard to get it.
Yeah.
Right now, dude, go... You could buy whatever you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what county is this?
San Diego.
Aren't they just handing them out?
They are. So it's just the line's long, but we have ways around that, right? So we just got to.
we do.
We as in the guys in front of the camera. But damn, that's fucked up, Gus. I take that back, bro. You can jump with us. No, but we can definitely walk it. And then, you know, there's manufacturers coming back to California. Like Heckler & Koch is back, and so you can go buy a cool VP9. You can go buy like some cool shit still that you weren't able to buy
during
the pandemic.
I want functional use,
Glock
bro.
19, Glock 17.
I feel like I need perfect. To have a shotgun at the house.
Look, this is. I mean, it's not on you. It's the typical thing that we hear, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a Bill Burr joke. That's why.
A shotgun. I mean, yeah. There's pros and cons to a shotgun, but like you don't need a shotgun. It's like when women want to buy a gun and they're like, I'll buy the smaller gun because the smaller gun will be better. And it's like, no, you're buying a smaller gun. The 9mm produces the same amount of force that it does on a small gun than a full size gun. So you need a smaller caliber, not a smaller gun. And you thinking that the shotgun will, I mean, it's dependent, man. We had a construction worker build us a wall to standard, and we did some testing. We did this.
And buckshot goes right through it? Is that what it is?
I can't tell you. You're going to have to find out.
Ooh, it's on YouTube or what?
We did, and you ever heard of USCCA?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they do, the main three-gun competitions, because I looked into that, because I like shooting, you know?
So USCCA, right? Now we do content for them.
Oh, word?
Mostly Mike. We've done it as a team, but Mike... So the company does it, right? So when I say we, I don't mean like myself, the company.
I say we about three punks a lot, and you'll hear stories, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, that's because you're the owner, aren't you?
1%, just to keep a little skin in the game.
A little bit.
So Mike did a video a while back, like, hey, if you're in a hallway, you can be at the end of the hallway and provide cover and concealment. And a bunch of like haters were like, that's not cover.
Yeah.
Cover for the listeners is as in concealment. I can be behind a bush and you can't see me. But I'm behind an engine block, and that's cover. The bullets can stop it, right? I won't get shot at. So, you know what Mike did? Was like, okay, we're going to have a construction worker build a fucking wall, and we're going to shoot at it. To show
what it is, yeah.
And guess what? We shot 22, 9mm, a 38, a 45, an AR, right? And to see which rounds actually not go through, and then which ones will just skip off the wall.
And that's gonna be on YouTube or what?
Yeah, we are. We just did that. Yes. Yeah. And then we
look at his grin though, fool.
Dude, I'm stoked, bro.
Bro, I learned.
I want to talk to him about the gun setup that TJ guy gave me because he's gonna laugh. I think.
I learned a lot, man. Because we did this testing, and I was very surprised of what fucking actually skidded off the wall. As in, like, it bounced off, and we put a piece of steel on the end of the hallway, and it would hit it, and you would think, oh, it's gonna go through the wall.
Through drywall, 2x4, the whole
shot. Shot your dog, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So a shotgun may not be the best thing because, one, for example, you shoot that. Let's just say you don't know what shell you got.
My reason of thinking before you shit all over me.
It's the universal sound. Before you shit all over sound, right?
It's going to be like it's less room for error.
Well.
You know?
Bro, but it's a powerful thing. Let's say you got
Call of Duty thing.
Let's say you got a buck. Let's say you have buckshot.
You're going to hit the neighbor,
and
dog.
You're going to hit your kid that's on the side of the room. You know?
Shit.
So, all right,
so no shotgun. Right,
well, because they say, you know, the misconception is it's the international sound of you came into the wrong house, that racking of a... And you're like, dude, maybe.
But you can scare somebody off with a 22.
You know?
I like how he says
some of us can scare people off with a smile.
Yeah, if we'll just show them your gums. You'll be fine. Gums for
you can't
America.
See my gums in the dark, dude.
Oh,
nothing
man.
Serious in this. Nothing sacred anymore, Gus.
How did you get linked up with the Stallone family, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know. So a lot of the things that I do, people always ask me this. Yeah. Like, how did you do it? And I always tell them, I don't fucking know. My friend had the hookup and we did that. So I've been training. We do our thing. We're hustling. And one of our guys is like, hey, man, the producer from the Stallone show reached out and asked if we wanted to do this. And
That's crazy.
We're like, fuck yeah, we want to do this. So we trained the family, mostly the girls, for their show. And we got to meet Rocky. And, bro, Rocky is a fucking cool dude. Like, he was smoking a fat-ass cigar, joking, talking to everybody, enjoying life, super fucking jacked.
Probably shitting all over Schwarzenegger,
dog. But, yo, how fake is all his shit? Because all his movies, he's holding a gun, and since before I was born, before you were born. Yeah. Fucking from Rambo to Expendables to whatever.
Cobra.
Like, I don't know what that is.
That's a great movie, dog.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So, like, how fucking, he had no training before that? Like, was he
So we were training the daughters mostly, but he was there. But he was cool, dude. He's super jacked. He's like 70 years old or something, jacked as fuck. But they liked the episode so much that they actually said they want to do something else.
Oh, cool!
It's not set in stone, but if what they told us we actually do, that'd be pretty sick.
A man of mystery over here.
Nah, I was leaving fucking little crumbs.
You don't think I'm gonna go?
You're not gonna go,
but I'll put money on it,
bro. That's what you said last time.
Oh. Hold on.
Angel, you'll have your moment.
Because that was a hit.
Angel, you'll have your moment, bro.
And it's not to a fault. Like, you're a busy dude, and I don't think you're going
to
prioritize
Never
this.
Too busy to protect my family
but you to also, prove my but worth. But you also owned a gun and now don't.
Allegedly.
Son puras,
puras palabras. Puras,
so that's the thing, is I just don't think you care enough to go. Not about your family.
I think the tide has turned.
Dog.
Let's go. What happened?
He's getting fat.
I'm jealous, dude.
Yeah, he's a made. He's a made guy. Why he feels he's untouchable.
Bro, that's
he's a made guy.
When I saw that, I was so happy. I told you, congratulations, man. If I can,
you'll get yours.
I love you, Angel.
Bro,
real shit, homie. Look at you.
Yo, he's not gonna go.
Hey,
train
teach
with
me
you.
How to fucking destroy this little tub of love over here, dog.
Me?
Yeah,
bro. You know what I hope happens?
What did I do?
You know what I hope happens is that both of you show up,
bro. I'm going.
And my bet is I think you'll come.
Yeah, and he'll outshoot me.
But within my bet, I want to see who throws up first.
Oh, I'll throw up.
Oh, why you gotta do that?
I'm gonna throw up right now, dog.
What kind of shit are we gonna do?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on right now, dog?
You wanna see me throw up? Just give me some fucking pipian, dog. I'll throw up right now. I don't like that.
I can't have you come and have you do things that don't test your limits.
No, I feel you.
Right?
Yeah. It would be a disservice for sure.
Dude. I thought we'd just go to the range, teach you some better grips and shit, dude.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure that's I'm sure that's part of it.
That is part of it. We start off super basic.
Yeah, how long is the day? Super slow. What are we looking at here?
We're talking about start time 9, end time around 4.
We gotta share bunks. Like we gotta sleep in the same room.
Bro, we're sleeping off site, dog. We're gonna get a hotel.
Get a hotel room.
Do we have to split a room at the hotel? Can we request?
You get one room, one twin bed.
Oh, that's what you're saying, dog.
Full half of Albert fits in a twin bed.
How do you decide whose little spoon is my question?
You're pretty cocky with this thing. I like it.
I like guns.
I know you do, bro. This is like
you don't like running up and down hills.
I wanted you to meet Albert. I wanted because of the people that leech onto me. He's probably the most educated in all things your world.
I don't know if all educated your world would be the correct term, but I've definitely been around a long time, right? Like since I was born, my dad's kept something on the nightstand, right? And he had concealed carry in Mexico, which is unheard of, right?
Yeah,
and then concealed carry in the States, which is pretty sweet. So to us, it's always been exactly that. It was a tool, but he didn't really believe in like training. It was like we'd go to the shooting range in Mexico and like they'd bet like, oh, if my kid outshoots your kid, you buy the next bottle of tequila and they're getting fucked up shooting, like that type of stuff. So this is more serious, dude. And in the States, they like you come out of there, guys, you don't see this in Mexico, right? Like a special forces guy, somebody who fought in that community, be able to come out and show you some of those skills that they learned in the military.
Well, you
insane.
Were on a podcast of a guy who did that, El Ed's Manifesto.
Oh, yeah. Well, he worked in Mexico. He worked for my tío Julián.
And now he came over here, and now he's...
We're actually going to do something again.
Not very nice, but
so he was there.
He's an interesting fucking guy, bro.
When Julián was the other Julián, the guy in the wheelchair, when he was head of police in TJ, Ed was there with him for
all these
for
guys
minute.
Just have stories, and those guys are men.
07 through 2010, bro,
those are real-ass dudes, bro.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
How was it being on that podcast? What kind of a guy is he? Stand-up guy or what?
He is. So, dude, so when I had followed Ed for a while, and I was like, man, this is a strange guy. He's like posting this and this and this and that. And like, how does he know about this?
Right.
Like, how does he know about that? How do you like
Calderon?
You know, so I'm like, what the fuck? So I was a big fan. And then when I got invited to go on the podcast in TJ, dude, I was like nervous. People think
they shoot that in TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Bro, but yeah, I didn't know that. You crossed down there?
Yeah. I was, I was so nervous, not for TJ, but to do the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can tell, he could tell that I was nervous because he looked at me and he's like, hey, man, I'm just a guy. You're a guy. It's gonna be okay.
We're all dudes here.
Yeah,
everybody's
a couple of guys being dudes.
No, I've been in a podcast
right now
where I've said some shit about TJ that we couldn't release. You know, so I get it, dude. It's scary, bro. So,
I mean, there are some bad parts, but like, so. Anyways, we did the podcast, and then afterwards we went to go eat. So I thought he's gonna be like, oh, cool podcast later, dude. He was like, hey, you want to chill for the day? And I was like, fuck yeah. So he took me to a place that it was basically not a place. It was somebody's house. They were selling tacos out of the house.
Hell yeah,
it was good. And then we went to the skate park. We went to go
skate by the big flag
by the military base.
Yeah,
yeah.
Parque Morelos.
Yeah, so we were there and we got to skate with the kids. And I didn't bring skateboards or anything. I wish I would have. I had just brought stickers, so I gave the stickers to the kids. And bro, they were so grateful, like extremely grateful. Sometimes I'll give skateboards away or stickers in like Oceanside or some shit, and they're like, cool.
Dude, what the fuck? Yeah, like all right.
But I gave these kids fucking stickers, and they're like, fuck, bro, like thank you. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be back. I'm going to do an event. And and I was. That weekend was when the cartel was like, we're closing TJ down.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess we're not going to go do an event. And they closed TJ down for how long? Like 2 days?
Like a weekend.
Well, we were at Baja Beach Fest.
Is that?
And it's wild.
Watching Danny Flo or what? No.
It's wild because you saw like that family, bro. Like they carry a big ass stick. Like at 9 p.m. we started getting texts and we were at the concert. So we're like, all right, let's go home early. And the next day there was, you know, 2 miles of military guarding that, like, that federal road that they have right there coming into Rosarito. And they're like, no, the fucking festival goes on. Like,
that's money, Bubba.
And I was like, oh, that's money, shit. Dude, the fucking employees aren't playing, dog. It's otro pedo down there.
That's but you made it back. You made it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was good. I wasn't concerned at all. It's Mexico, I would assume, all the places. I haven't been to every state, but it was just like, you don't go to the hood in L.A.
Yeah.
You fucking go here.
Go to some here, yeah. You
and
don't go to hotel.
You'll be fine. You're not gonna get fucking beheaded just because you go to Mexico. Like I dropped off my family. They're in Guanajuato right now, Irapuato, and
Danny Flo.
So
every time
I dropped them off, and at that airport right here, what is it called?
CBX.
CBX.
Cross border.
Bro, there's Express. More white people at that airport, and those people know. Hey. Like, hey, I fucking.
The white delegations in the building?
Yeah, it was like 90% white people. And it's because they know, oh, I'll fucking party in Mexico. It'll be cheap. I'll have a good time. While the rest of the U.S. is like, don't go to Mexico.
Yeah, it's a great place to find trouble if you look for it, right?
Yeah.
Like but anything like Angel was saying, bro, anywhere you can find trouble anywhere, bro. Is Mexico safe? Yeah, if you want it to be.
Silver dollar on a Friday night and say the wrong things.
No, bro, But, I mean, you if you know what you're going for, go and handle. Don't stray. Don't start shit.
Yeah.
Don't act any differently than you would in your hood, in your community, in your town.
There's a lot of Americans living there now.
Yeah, a lot of expats in Guadalajara, especially.
Dude, San Miguel de Allende is all white.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, right here. Like, my grandma, we put her up in a community before she got her papers.
Mm-hmm.
And the security guard was like, hey, lady, your bus is leaving. She's like, what? She's like, I live here. And the security guard was like, oh, you're the only Mexican that lives in here.
Crazy.
No way.
And all the other Mexicans are the cleaners. That's why I said your bus is leaving.
Oh, shit.
Dude, there's a little town right there in Chapala, in Jalisco, like in the southern part of Guadalajara.
Oh,
it's called Ajijic. And in Ajijic, bro.
One more time?
Ajijic, bro.
Very cool.
Ain't nothing but white people there. They have like a white mayor. They have like a statue of it. It's crazy.
Like the Germans in Argentina.
Dude, it's like an expat community, and it's a bunch of Canadians as well.
Oh, yeah.
Americans that just go down there, buy up the property, create their own little village and shit. It's like the movie The Beach.
And retire there because their dollar goes further.
That's all, bro. They stretch it, bro. Absolutely.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I loved it. Wifey and I were like, hey, shit. Real talk, we can move here.
Because you didn't go to Mexico for a long time.
I didn't cross the border a lot. Yeah, huh? I didn't cross the border a lot. This is too much.
Bro,
this
you live here. You don't go there a lot?
Now I do, yeah. Now I do. I have Sentry. I don't like the border weight, bro. The border weight is ridiculous.
I think the border weight's part of the charm, dude.
Nail,
fucking
bro.
Burritos,
if I was younger,
ice cream.
If I was younger.
I want to go down there more. But let's go.
What do you do right now?
People don't want to go.
Let's go. Why? Right now. What do you want to grab?
We'll take you right now.
Bite? Yeah. Just go. Look, the fuck I do shit.
I have Sentry now. I could go and come back in 10 minutes. Like, there's zero issues going now.
Do I need it? Or do I just need to be with you?
No.
You want to be with him? Yeah.
I can't be. I can't.
He can't. You can't cross through Sentry, but if you have a passport card?
I got a passport.
That's fine.
Even, like, we would go through the Sentry line.
We can still go Ready Lane.
Yeah, and or we can go to Sentry line. He can get down and cross on Notai, and it'll be fast, bro.
I'll walk back
with you. Zero. Yeah, this guy hasn't gotten approved for Sentry, bro.
But apparently, I go down there all the time. That's, you know, family moves lives down there. My mom's moving down there soon.
Bro,
willingly.
The last time I was...
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. We're making a lot of Albert mom jokes. Tell him why, dog.
So, my wife and I are expecting our first child.
He's carrying the weight.
We had a conversation with my mom. We're like, hey, we want to, you know, you have a house down there. We should remodel it. And we kind of want to go through this process, you know, just us, and have that as a guest room. And you're welcome anytime, you know, if you got to come to the doctor a couple of days, whatever. And I said that probably with a different, you know, cadence the last time I was here, and he's been holding this fucking reel
in my head. I did create a reel.
That I know it's gonna offend my mom and my wife, because obviously my wife didn't want to feel like the bad person asking my mom to not live with us anymore, but, you know.
For no reason you went over that right now.
Got him.
But, I will say this. No, I will say this. Mom's car, I paid for her insurance. Mom doesn't pay
any
bills.
Yeah, he's a good son, bro.
Her house is getting remodeled in TJ, so she won't move in there until it looks like the
States. He's a good son.
States.
It's just that the house is a little too small for her to be in.
And it's next door to
my
sister's
house. He's paying for the
movers. And I will say this, dog. I don't know, something about Mexican moms getting older.
Yeah.
Their daughters are usually better equipped for that
shit. Better suited to maintain.
Yeah, like I, you know.
So his mother-in-law is moving in now.
No, she's not.
And the room that is.
So here's the big difference, and I tell my wife this all the time. My mother-in-law has my father-in-law, and my mom is solo. Right. So I'm like, you know, they have them so they can, and my mom will have my sister. And I, you know, my other sister lives in fucking South Carolina. She's in law enforcement.
You've said too much again, Albert.
God damn
it.
You
said too much.
I do
bro.
It every time.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
OG Pumpkin always brings the worst out of me, dog.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
No? He's a bad influence.
He's a bad influence.
And what kind of merch you got coming up next, bro?
What's up?
Check out the shirt he's wearing.
More rash guards.
More rash guards.
More rash guards. I mean,
every shirt looks like a rash guard on me.
Bro,
On you?
I didn't think. I didn't get into the game to sell rash guards. It just turns out that it just worked out. It's part of my lifestyle.
There was speaking of TJ, I got a guy. He'll print all this shit in TJ for you. Probably help your margins out.
Bro, actually.
He's good as fuck,
I'm going to actually start making that shift, because I used to have a shop in Sacramento.
He'll cross it over too, dog. So you just meet him here. No, fuck Ben. With all due respect. Ben did me dirty. So I would never say that on camera, though. No, my boy David, he's super good, bro. Like, you know, he did this right here, all in, embroidery, the whole
thing. It's a wetsuit.
You've been hearing it the whole episode.
$26, bro.
We'll check it out.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about it off camera. I like Ben. I was kidding.
Look at that thing, bro.
Look at this shit.
You're making it sweat, perro.
Shut up, Gus.
Oh, man. What else has been going on, dog?
Bro, I don't even know where. So, writing this book, it's hard.
What's the book about? Tell me about the book.
So I tell the story, and the story's good, right? And people are like, oh, you got to write a book. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. But now years of saying, hey, you got to write a book. And again, the special operations community is pretty close. But what I've noticed is that Navy SEALs are really closer than any, like, Green Berets or Rangers.
Yeah.
And they really help each other. And Mike's friend wrote a book, and well, like most Navy SEALs who write books, right? But his book is now going to be made. I think they're in talks of making a movie or a show.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that guy reached out, and he was like, hey, man, from what I've heard of you, you need to write that book. So I was like, I don't want to write a book. But then they started talking about numbers. And I'm like, okay, if I want to, what I want to do is have a something like this.
Yeah.
But in Santa Ana. Where I can use it as a store, as a place to have events like you do, and it be not necessarily a community center, but have stuff that kids be like, hey, man, if you don't want to kick in your neighborhood or you don't want to be in your house because
a safe space,
whatever,
bro.
Come here.
Yeah.
What do I need for that? I need money. And so when they started talking about numbers, about what their book made, and they're like, oh, you can do this easy, if not more. I'm like, you know what? I should probably write that fucking book.
Get it.
Are you gonna do an audiobook?
Yes.
Would you narrate it?
Would you narrate it yourself?
Yeah. I would love to. Because I heard David Goggins' book and I like how it was. Yeah. Right? So
something about
we can
the
definitely
person.
Help you with the recording part of that.
Something about the actual person who the book is about.
Yeah,
narrating that book, telling their story, it just hits home a little bit
more.
Does
Jocko narrate his own books?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did, yeah.
I sold services to Jocko when he was still in corporate America, dog.
All right.
Yeah. At Victory. He's fucking cool as shit, bro. Yeah.
That's what I want to do, so, but it's been hard because I'll write it, dude, and I'll literally have to stop because I'll literally almost be in tears, or I am in tears, or because it's about my childhood, you know, and then I'll think about like, oh, dude, I fucking forgot about this memory. And, you know, growing up, being fucking abused, isn't that cool? And then, or if I'm writing about a war story and then, you know, and this is where my friend died. And it's like remembering these details, these vivid details that I don't really think about. I will like have to walk away. So it's nowhere near done, but it's not just going to be like a war book where I talk about, you know, these crazy things of dealing with suicide bombers or pulling bombs out of the roads with my bare hands and shit like that. It's going to be the childhood and being a gang member and what I was thinking and how I made it to be out. Because a lot of dudes from other hoods from all over this country are like, hey, man, I'm in a gang too.
You're not alone, dog.
And I wanna,
your story's not alone.
I want to get out. But how did you do it? You know? So going into detail of every single aspect of my life. So it's going to take a while, but it's
therapeutic
I'm assuming, right?
Yeah,
it is.
You put it to paper. I'm sure it comes back in a different way.
Right? Yeah. It's an opportunity for you to,
to heal, bro.
So yeah. I should have the rough draft, the first rough draft, probably done August, September.
How long has it been so far since you started working on it?
Like half a year.
Well, shit. Okay.
So but within that, I've been away for fucking training and work. And, you know, I was in South Africa and then, or we're doing this or doing that. So little by little.
What are you doing for therapy right now? I know we touched on mushrooms last time. You're still involved in the
psychedelics?
Yeah, psychedelics.
Yeah, bro. So my therapy, what? Jiu-jitsu, lifting, fucking sex, psychedelics.
I need to get me some therapy.
check, and check.
Yeah, all these cool things in therapy.
No, but what I mostly do, man, I think for me is psychedelics along with martial arts. And just talking, communicating, man. Like talking to people and telling them how you feel, it just feels better, you know? Like if my boy fucking be like, hey, man, appreciate everything that you've done, you know? And like, and not keeping things in. Same with my wife and, you know, and you know what I come to realize? I don't think psychedelics is, I used to think in the beginning that it's like a cure, but it's not. It's more of a tool, or maybe I'm not saying it right, but it's not an end all be all, because I've met some people now who they said like they did this therapy or that therapy.
It's part of the process.
And I look at them and I'm like, damn, dude, and you're still a piece of shit. Because they don't want to change.
Yeah.
People don't want to change. And you have to want to change in order for this stuff to work. Because you can go to jiu-jitsu. I've met people at jiu-jitsu who are still fucking assholes.
Mm.
People who go work out and they're still assholes too. Or psychedelics. And it's, you can't do all that and expect to be a better human being if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are the dumbbell, not the workout.
Wow.
Think about that.
Jesus Christ. Wow, Barry.
Think about that.
Shit.
Is how you feel when I talk?
He snorts Miracle Whip before every episode we record, dog. This will just went deep. Clip of that. oh shit. Good on you, brother. Good on you. Angel.
Yeah.
Fuck, dog.
So sick.
I'm excited to like be around you. You just emit all this like not positive energy, real energy, dog.
Bro, you know what
raw
it is?
Energy,
the dudes who I'm with, that's what they do for me, man. So it that's how it works. We help each other out.
Fuck yeah.
You know, I see you over here. You look like a made man. I feel like I'm right next to a made man.
Made guy, let himself
tribal ring on.
He's gotta stay on it, dude. He's gotta remember what got him to the top.
I'm turning 45 next month, bro. 40 fucking five, dog. I need a change. Like the
solidify a date.
Yeah, no, we will. Saca el pinche calendario, pergas.
Do it on camera.
We'll fucking. Gus is going too.
Gus, you coming?
Gus is going. All right, you heard it here. No, you drive like a fucking savage, bro.
I don't.
I'm going with Gus,
bro. He drives like a savage. Real talk. I'm in. I'm in. We're doing this. I'm turning 45. I've been waiting to see what do I want to do for my birthday. This.
We're going.
When's your birthday? Actually,
it's in Mayo.
So I mean,
we'll be that soon. I know.
We're
we'll
doing
be that
peyote
soon.
And we're shooting
but,
guns.
No, no, no. Relax. Oh. Relax. That's in August. That's in August. With, hey,
bad, dude.
That's in August Josh with Macedonio, dude. Josh with Macedonio.
No, the mime is weird. That fool scared me, Doug.
Listen to the episode.
I was back there scared.
I just put out like 2 episodes ago. It was with Macedonio. And he's in touch with his spiritual side. Heavy told us a story about the power of opening portals, which on any other occasion, I would have been this motherfucker. But just the way he delivered, I was like,
it
oh,
felt right,
shit.
Dog. It
like,
felt right. I was like, fuck that.
He's like, he's not messing around. Like and then shit. I got into one of the stories that something that happened at our house. And he's like, nah, bro, that's it. Like, so that the rest of the year, I want to dedicate it to that. I want to continue to work out, increase my workout level. I want to do this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
We're going to go. We're going to make it happen.
It has to be
by
sooner
summertime.
Than later,
yeah, by summertime.
I have a child coming
we're going to do
August,
by dog. Summertime. Your child is coming when?
August.
And then you'll probably be fat for another 2 years after that.
At least.
So we're going to make counting sure on. We do it before August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can shoot.
Gus and I can't do
it. I'm already telling shoot. You, that sounds like a long time. That's too long, guys.
Is it too
long?
No, let's
okay.
go.
Ahead. Let's,
go. Let's go 3 weeks. Well, what's your next class?
It doesn't have to be a class. We can
oh,
set
shit.
It up.
We get private training.
I tell my assistant, hey, set it up, and we set it up.
For real?
First week of June. Done.
No.
Can't do
let's
that.
Do last week
day.
Of May. Yeah, let's do last week of May.
Last week of May?
Yeah. How we feeling? Kiddo has a tournament that last weekend of May. She'll be Memorial fine. Weekend, she has a
tournament. The weekend before Memorial Weekend. We're going to go.
That's
it's done.
Memorial Weekend's when?
The last day of May. Like the 31st.
That always, you said
that. Bro, you guys got to move fast.
You know what? You tell us when to be there, and we'll be there. Because you got a busy schedule, too.
It's a two-day trip.
We're all not even considering this man's schedule.
Let's figure out what we can
go.
He's getting me all hyped, dog. Make a decision. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll make a decision right now.
Give us a couple options. How about that? Like, you tell us what are open and easy for you to fill that you need.
May 17th. May 17th. May
18th.
I have some shit.
Yeah.
May 18th. May 17th. May 18th. All right then, dog.
Bro, I'll give you a list when
yes,
I get
that's why
when
I can
I, I'll give you a list of days
yes.
and then you pick it
and
up.
And from the moment you give me the list, by the end of the day, we will have a day solidified.
I hope so.
Hoping is for the ill prepared.
If he can't go, is there any way that I can fill
no.
that
just
spot?
Go. Just go.
Wait,
go.
He wants
just,
to be a man and protect
go.
His family.
Yes, just
don't allow it.
Somebody who wants to like be a man, protect his family. If he can't do it, I want to fill it with someone who's willing to do it.
Start with the first step.
Protect his family, evict his mom. You know, all of them.
You did that young, dude. That's the thing, is it took me a while. You know what I mean? So
hey, I just don't want you to get in trouble on this podcast. I love you. I enjoy this.
I love
bro.
You, too.
I enjoy this moment of having you on the podcast.
I love you,
bro.
Too, but I want him
we're
to train you.
We are. I'm in.
I'm always like, fuck, how do I make it from my house to your house to save you, dog? That's my that's
is that the
my
goal?
Concern, dog.
Oh, don't worry, dog.
And I want to make sure you save yourself, dog.
Not walking.
There. I'm there, dog. I'm there. Oh. Let's go.
You're not coming, dog.
Okay, we're going. Barry, right. You're in. Gus, you're in. So long as the dates work for everybody, I'm in, you're in. That's a team of four.
Let's take golf clubs.
And then just make it a whole
There's
weekend?
Some clubs out there, no? I'm sure. Some places to play some golf.
I don't know.
I'm sure his training is rigorous enough. We're not going to need golf.
But you're going to be vomiting, dog.
I've vomited
I'm
on golf
two
courses
double
before,
westerns
dog.
Before I go.
Oh,
I've vomited on golf courses before, dog.
So much information thrown our way again today, Angel, dude. Every time you come down here, dog.
So
but
sick,
yeah, dude. I'm not going to see you again down here. I'm going to see you up there. I'm coming to you.
Can we take a videographer? Can we make content?
You want to, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
This fucking guy.
Our clients can imagine do that all the time.
Ah, I bet it. Yeah.
We'll take Josh Castro. That guy.
Serious question that my kids wanted me to ask. Does your skill set translate on Call of Duty?
Hell yeah.
Oof. No. Bro, I get
not even a little.
It's oh, different, bro. No. They not even a little. They Call of Duty, they kill me so much. The last time I played, I think it was like I killed two people and I died 28 times.
Yeah.
And I was just so mad. I was like, in real
I got
life,
you
I
play
fuck
solo
you up.
Or do you squad up?
You
though.
Have no
that's
idea who you're fucking with.
Yeah, bro, that's how I feel.
I feel like the military training comes in handy when you have your squad. Like, if you had a group of dudes with you and you guys
and
can,
know?
Like, communicate and make shit happen.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is they're so good on the game. That I'm like, I'm so mad because I'm like, bro, in real life, I'd fuck you up right now.
Yeah, no
he
idea.
He gets all
dog.
Angry. Hey, fucker, how old are you? Yeah. I'd fuck you up in real life.
When you have open communication and you have people you know, I think you'll have a better time doing those tactics.
Do you play that game a lot? Is that something you...
Dude, I used to so much. I used to play, before I had kids, I used to play so much that my friend looked me up and he's like, hey, man, I want to see where you rank. And I was in the, for Battlefield, I was in the top 4% of the world.
No way.
But then I deployed.
So you're good, dog.
No, but this is 2009.
That's when 10. Battlefield was good.
Yeah, 2009, 10, something like that. But then I had my kid while I was deployed, and they're like, "Hey, man, the new one's gonna come out. Do you want to buy it, or I'll buy it for you? So when you get here, you already have it." And I was like, "Bro, I got a son now. I can't. I'm so addicted to things. Everything that I do, I get so addicted to it. That
addictive personality.
I know myself. I can't do it."
Yeah.
So then I haven't been playing except that one time when I was like, let me just hop on, and then I got fucking smoked, and I was like, yeah,
never again.
Never again. Never again.
Unplug this thing.
Those are the hard hitting questions that need to be asked, bro. 100%. All right, I'm just letting
thank
you know.
Thank you, Garcia, right, kids.
Absolutely. Anything from you before we wrap this bad boy?
Nah, man, this is super,
you're in, huh?
This is super cool. Yeah, I love this shit, bro. So I look forward. I have a new build that I want to go shoot that I haven't shot yet. And yeah, dude, yeah, I'm just excited to go up there and learn some shit, bro.
I'm not going to buy a gun until I'm done with this class.
You should probably still buy a gun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'll take you forever.
Go get a 17, bro. Yeah. Go get a Glock 17. It's a great foundation for whatever you're going to do. And let him teach you how to use it, bro.
My goal is just to be silly and walk around with my Romeo and Juliet, Pinchy, John Leguizamo look with a vest, that's, bro.
With a sword?
Yeah.
Written at sword 9mm? Yeah. Is that what the was?
That's
that?
It. I'm a simpleton, you know?
Well, don't I know.
Angel,
is Steve going to be allowed to wear Crocs on the training course?
Ooh, what is the attire? How do we rock? What do we wear?
Bro, I went Air Force Ones, black ones.
I love you, but if you come in Crocs.
Go ahead.
Bro,
we're shooting those first.
Get the
we're adding holes to that.
We're rolling that day. Fucking we go. Hey, so wait, we're gonna do jujitsu that day too.
What if I've never rolled
the
in my
next
life?
Day? Yeah, the next day, bro.
I've never rolled. I mean, I've rolled.
You roll.
I told him I couldn't trust somebody who wore Crocs, and then I didn't look down.
He was wearing Crocs.
Yeah,
that's fair. No, you're a good judge of character.
Nah, well, I've never worn Crocs out that you've been around.
No, well, when I was here, no, you were. When no. I was here, you were wearing Crocs.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, all right. Valid. Yes, this is true. Thank you, Angel. Yep. Fuck, bro. Always, always motivating, always inspiring. Look forward to all your projects, the book that's coming out, the ass whooping that you're gonna give us, and in turn teach us to provide to other people.
Hell yeah!
I can't wait, man. It's gonna be a good year. It's also gonna be around people like him. And I'm happy you were here. This was for you.
I wanted you to be a part of this.
Because you're a weenie and you act like one. And I just wanted you to be sure like you were. And you were acting like a weenie right when you met him. I was like, oh, all right.
Was I?
I was like, all right. I was like,
no. He offered me a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't even offer me a shot.
Bitch. I didn't know if you could drink yet, dog.
Bro, yeah.
Well,
I
didn't
know if you could drink.
Let him say no.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman first, dog.
Wait a minute. Are you guys teaming up on me?
Is Albert teaching gentleman lessons right now?
Let's take this to Call of Duty War Zone,
dog.
Let's take it to the War Zone, dog.
Shut up.
Thank you very much for coming back down again, bro. It's a pleasure to know you and continue to grow our relationship. And we'll do all of the things, bro. We're not done with the OG pumpkin beer yet. Mm-hmm. That's something that we still fucking got to do. Once it's been said, it's got to se cumple.
We can always do it.
That's done. Barry, hit the button.